Blog Talk Radio.
Mike's leaving the show. Listen.
Hey, guy. Yeah, you, at home, choosing to listen to the Visitors Section podcast.
I like to think they're forced at this point, Josh.
You, at home, held at gunpoint. Forced to, against your will, to listen to this podcast. Thank you for choosing the right criminals who choose the right podcast. Speaking of podcasts. No?
It's just a development deal, okay? Just a development deal.
Mike might be parting us.
No.
Mike is going to go out like a Game of Thrones character.
Okay, so
I
thought I looked pretty good in NYPD Blue. I don't see why I can't take that to a whole new, like a whole nother level.
Whole nother level.
Movies, TV shows, David Caruso style podcasting, you know. No, just a development deal. I'm not going anywhere. Unless
Mike is leaving, everybody.
Those said criminals come.
Mike is dying from the show.
Yeah, I'm going to go join Grantland and talk about my my favorite show, Better Call Sal.
Better Call Sal.
Yeah. Saul.
Sal.
So, Josh,
yep.
I have some news. I do have some news, not just podcast related. Life related. Pandemonium won their first flag football game last week.
The pregnant chick won?
No. I exploded. And it was beautiful. I had like 3 touchdowns, like 7 trillion catches, and zooming all over the
field. These are not accurate stats.
No, they're very accurate. The touchdowns is accurate. The zillion catches, I don't know. I just lost count. Too many to count, Josh.
Damn, you were everywhere then.
I was. It was like it's like 10 years just melted off of me. Just and no one could cover me.
Ew.
It was gross, but it was
like
effective.
That apple skin. Oh God.
What did they do with it?
Mushed in.
Oh, so that you can really hang your hat on.
Before your ass is awesome.
I want to.
Brian? Man, good.
Weird recently.
Why? What's with Brian?
Your ass is awesome.
Okay, man.
So
look at me like that.
Situation where Pandemonium 0-4 to start the season. Bumped ourselves up to 1-5.
Nobody cares about Pandemonium.
No, everybody cares about Pandemonium with an A. Pandemonium.
Pandemonia.
But that one win.
The doctor gave me a mild case of Pandemonia.
That one win propelled us from last place all the way to 5th. We're looking at playoffs.
At 5 first. Teams.
Not 7 teams.
Oh, you can't be in the playoffs.
No, if
7 teams.
If we beat the Seattle Seahawks this week.
This shit for your work is getting out of hand.
And I beat this other team, which, you know.
Whole other show, now we got a shitty flag football team.
Mm-hmm.
Who's paying for this shit?
Yeah, that's been a real problem.
No wonder businesses are closing. People that do terribleness.
So I couldn't help but notice you make a Game of Thrones reference.
I did?
Yeah.
What was it? Was it the blood? Was it the throat slashing? Oh, my God, why? You know what's mad? You know what's silly and sad and mad all rolled into one? Is that I don't know that any. I've been watching this for 5 seasons and I still don't know the characters' names fully. Interesting, because when I'm telling other people this about the, you know, like, oh, did you watch Game of Thrones? And I'm just sitting there like, yeah. And I was like, remember when the one that fucks her brother? Yeah, her. Yeah, she said that. I thought that was pretty crazy, you know. And then That little dude, Peter Dinklage.
You've been dying to sing on this show for weeks.
It is dying to come out.
I kind of agree with you. Like, I'm like, okay. It's like that guy has been three different dudes in 3 years. Like, I don't know, the guy who hangs out with Khaleesi.
The Unsullied?
No, not Grey Worm. Not Grey Worm. The other dude.
I thought it was the Grey Worm that got his throat slashed.
Yeah, everybody was like, hey, is that Grey Worm?
Spoilers!
Nope. No spoiler. So, yeah, I watched it with a group of people. You know how I feel about watching football with people, right, Josh?
Probably like me, where you hate it.
Yeah, it's a thing. Like,
Dinklage!
If the Jets are on, yeah, I'll watch it with Josh because I like him and I trust his opinions because he knows what's going on.
Mm, okay.
But what I won't do...
Tell that Josh guy. Sounds pretty cool.
But what I won't do is just watch it with strangers. Like, not watching the Jets-Patriots game with strangers. Like, that's not happening.
Like going to Applebee's and, you know, hanging out with the drunk chick who likes the opposite team that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing more annoying than that.
No, sir.
Go in on, especially college football for some reason. But, you know, they act like they know what the fuck they're talking about. Anyway, so you're in Applebee's, you're getting drunk. This turd you're with is rooting for the other team, and you hate watching football with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
And it's happening. No, it's just a thing, man. You can't do it. And I like Game of Thrones, and I am in no way saying that my love for Game of Thrones is anywhere near what it is to be a New York Jets fan. But it was okay. I don't know. I'm not used to this whole friends thing, like people in the room with me thing.
Do you think there's real life people like the people in Friends?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's friends out there that act like those friends? Because I don't believe it. Never have.
I don't think
it's insane.
I bet there are, but I bet they're not that attractive. That's my... And then they're not, like, interacting like normal people, like, going to a coffee shop and having dates. They're, like, they're talking about, like, LAN parties and, you know, World of Warcraft stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... I think it's a different scene, but, yeah, I expect it. I expect it's a thing, Josh.
Who can afford to hang out at the coffee shop all day? I never liked Friends. Never liked it. Not once.
Well, Josh, I want you to know...
Friends is shitty.
It's I've gotten older. I've met people who...
Yeah.
They like
30-somethings?
Pretty much modeled their life off of Friends.
Oh, that's terrible for them. They should really get a long rope and hang themselves.
And then get emotional about the final episode of How I Met Your Mother. So, I'm just saying, like...
I can't get emotional about shows like that. Even when It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia goes off the air, which eventually it will do... I'm not shedding a tear. I'm just, you know, glad it's here. That rhymed.
Love
that
it while it's
fucking rhymed.
So
this show is rated PG-13. But clearly, if we let off one F word, we could still get away with that.
Yeah, we get five.
You get five? Is that man?
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm looking it up because Brian's just putting his face up against the glass. How many?
Kind of like a starfish.
Can you say and still be PG?
Damn, you type so slow.
15? PG-13.
Dude, utilize those pinkies. Don't use so much. Don't use so much ring finger, man.
I'm not a good typer.
I just can't seem to hit the P and the Q, and for some weird reason, the Z.
See me at work. My poor spell check. Just never.
Your poor spell check is well worth its weight in gold.
Did you pay your taxes this year?
No.
Yeah.
I'm a part of this Wesley Snipes program. What I do is I go to Walmart and I usually find a Wesley Snipes and I sit down. He talks about, you know, all his conquests in the past, if you know what I mean. And, you know, it's an awkward thing. But what he does is he takes my W-4s and W-2s, rather. And what I'm going to do next year or this year, what he does is he puts them in a trash compactor and he squeezes them down all the way to the bottom. And he says, don't worry about it. I'm not in jail, and I ain't paid forever. And if I do go to jail, I'll have Sylvester Stallone break me out with a crew and an ensemble of Jason Statham, Randy Couture, Terry Crews, and some other guy.
So, Josh, we do need to make a retraction.
That is going to be one hell of a return, man.
Need to make one retraction real quick.
What is that?
Is that not true
that I didn't go hang out with Wesley Snipes?
So earlier in the episode, I said you Walmart. Can say the F word three times.
Okay,
in
three times.
PG-13.
I thought you said five.
Maybe five times. I need to make a retraction. So earlier in the show, I said that you could say the F word five times. And it'd still be PG-13. Apparently, the rule is you can say it one time, and it can't be related to sex. So it has to be a non-sexual F word.
Okay, which is usually what the F word is around here. A non-sexual
mm-hmm. No, F- exactly.
Because
exactly.
I'm glad we can decipher what is a word that is basically quoted as the definition of sticking a penis inside of a vagina, which you can say on air. Not, you know, I think you can get away with that. That is the medical term.
The medical
term. Phallus between your legs. Or
can't
less
see what
than.
I'm doing with my hands, but you just
just know you're pointing at a crotch.
Use your imagination.
Use that radio magic. Are you at home? Are you alone? Well, just peel back, put the headphones on, and let Josh and Mike rock into the next segment.
So I have good news, Josh. I've got good news.
What is that?
Jameis Winston is going to be a New York Jet. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, what?
He's going to be a New York Jet.
I don't make promises you can't keep.
No, ESPN said it kind of, sort of.
He got a slight edge.
It was a situation where Herm Edwards explained to me that
I like Herm.
That they were actually going to talk to Jameis Winston about other people who are not Jameis Winston.
Oh, okay. So they were like, hey, we wanted to know what you learned in jail. Because, you know, you spend quite a bit of time there, and we're just curious what's that about.
It's funny because when you say that, like, I always think crab legs because it's funny. But yeah, there's some other
some other people say that's thievery.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some other allegations, lack of charges. You forget about that stuff during the draft combine. You get caught up with numbers. And
there's
40
an FSU fan out there right now. Gonna call or type in this email to Josh. He was innocent, exonerated. Right
face
now,
of, face of your friends.
I'm Tallahassee, and I'm typing up storm. I really don't know if I like FSU fan. There's like I guess it's with any fan base. It's 50-50. You're gonna run into some lunatics, you know. I just won't let that, you know, wide left. They just won't let it go.
Yeah, there's a difference in wide left and that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A little bit. Okay. Getting that email. It's coming in. Ooh, it's got an attachment.
He did not rape anything.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, like, you remember Penn State? I'm saying it. Remember how crazy those people got during that whole ordeal?
The defensive people?
Yeah, I mean, there's
a lot
like,
of great, like, there's a lot of great Penn State fans, and then there's a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, well, if you were upset during that time for all the wrong reasons, you're a bad fan.
I think what's weird about that whole deal is they didn't just want to let go of that disgusting man, Joe Pa. And I say disgusting because let me tell you something, man. Anybody that would ever, be up that program's ass so much and not know that a handpicked, and I don't want to bring up old, but I totally want to reopen the wound because I'm sick of the Joe Pa defenders, and I'm sick of, it's just too much, man. Too much. He employed a fucking child rapist. That's it. And he let him continually employ. And he fucked, you know.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, we got our point.
All right, we got a point across. It's across the line.
The point was that,
there, we just wasted one of those Fs. Damn it.
I know. We're never going to get
it back. It was a major one because it could have been about, you know.
But it could have been that one that, like, tipped us right over to R.
Boop, yeah. Boop,
We are.
Actually, I think we're up to 3, so it's probably too late.
Okay, so anyway, let's not go down this dark path, Mike.
No, but the
just say that all Penn State fans are crazy.
Yeah,
there's several difficulties.
It's just like this revisionist history sort of thing. Like, I don't get it.
Was a hero.
It's not even that. I mean, but when you talk about Winston and you
your
say,
"Your pa saved a kitten, a baby, and gave birth all in one day."
It's a miracle. He does two more of those. He gets a holiday.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a
Saint Joba.
It's just a thing, you know. Like, you have to at some point accept whatever it is. Like, if you're a Steelers fan, yeah, okay, it's funny how Roethlisberger fell off his bike and almost never played football again. But what about that time he got accused of rape? No, I don't want to talk about that. You know,
this is a very reoccurring theme on our show.
No, I just want to say that, like, hey, it's okay to be a delusional fan. Like, I'm a Jets fan.
But
we're going to want to
start bypassing laws.
But, yeah, but if Geno Smith starts, I don't know, hurting, like, literally hurting people on the sideline, like hitting them with hammers or something, I'm not going to be like, you know, that's just Geno.
That's just Geno being Geno.
Got a lot of stuff he's trying to work through. Like, oh, I'm not going to say that. I'm gonna go, okay, hey, not a good football player. That's on this side of the screen. And on this side of the screen is the part where he hits people with hammers. Okay, and I don't like either. I don't know. If you're excited that Jameis Winston might be the face of your franchise, what kind of fan are you?
Mm.
All I'm asking, Josh.
I don't know. It's kind of like a degree, though. It's because, like, you know, some people could not get over Michael Vick being a Jet and said, I can't be a fan if he's still on the roster. For me, I'm like, eh, whatever. Yeah. You know, if I take a stand against this, that means there's a lot of other things I got to start taking a stand against. And I don't feel like doing that.
I don't have the time or the energy to take a stand on something important like this. No, I agree with you on that. Like, we made fun of him a lot. Like, it was really easy.
Yeah.
But you can make fun of him for so many things at this point. There's the inability to play football. There's still, you know, of course, there's the prison stuff. There's, you know, Ron Mexico. I mean, he's the gift that keeps on giving.
Endless of.
But at some point, he goes to jail. He does his time.
Yeah,
he comes out. He adopts a dog. Changes a life. And
that wasn't awkward. Hey, aren't you Michael Vick? Yeah, and you're here to adopt a dog.
And somebody
just
gave
go it. Ahead and fill out this application.
That's not on Mike Vick. That's on the guy who handed him the dog.
Don't worry about that big box that says, you know, been to prison for fucking animal cruelty. And just don't even look at that.
That may not be on the form. Yeah. That might be an oversight.
Just look on path.
But at some point, I don't want to say that. You're just picking on someone who's clearly down on this level.
Down, yeah.
So, you know, I moved on from Michael Vick. I shifted. I look at a Johnny Manziel. Oh, that's not even fun anymore. Okay.
Not funny anymore.
Got to find something else.
He's out of rehab, everybody. It's national news that the guy's out of rehab.
What does that mean?
It means he can start taking snaps, Mike. He can start shooting at some targets, Mike. He's going to be a hero, Mike. That boy from Houston is going to do something now.
God, if you're the Cleveland Browns, can we just accept that you're not allowed to draft quarterbacks anymore?
It's just, I think, like, Cleveland Browns fans, they're from the Midwest, so they would not sound anything like that. But for some weird and odd reason, those people that do sound like I just did are usually that stupid.
Well, you know, maybe if Dallas plays their cards right, maybe they get him for a conditional fifth-round pick or something like that. I don't know. I don't want to see this guy's career over before it has a chance to fail. Like, I want it to fail on the field.
What would it matter to you? You want it to fail on all the right reasons, like, this guy can play football, not he's a troubled piece of poop.
Yeah, yeah.
Can maybe somehow play football.
Like, oh, yeah, he had all the talent in the world, but he pissed it away with drugs in his nose. Like, I don't want to hear that. Like, what I want to hear is Johnny Manziel went out and he ruined the game for everybody, and we all went home sad. Like, that, I mean, that's what I'm looking for. Like, I'm looking for failure. Like, just complete failure on the
field. I saw it last year when he was laying on his back fumbling for a safety or touchdown. We still haven't figured out what it was. I thought that was it said it all. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
I need more than like five quarters of work.
I know. So does you and everybody. But for me, I don't.
I mean, okay, so remember when Rick Meyer came in after, like, Testaverde got hurt? And okay,
the promise of Rick Meyer forever. I'm sure Seattle fan really wants to hear about it.
Well, it was...
Rick Meyer?
It's a situation
damn it, I better twist my beard some more and act like I know what I'm doing.
Back to the coffee shop. So it was... Testaverde goes out. I mean, for some reason, Meyer isn't available, so then they bring in Tom Tupa, who... wins the game.
Tom Tupa. Former quarterback Tom Tupa. Yeah. Former massive football card collection Tom Tupa. I have all Tom Tupa cards.
That's all I kept.
All of them.
I got 1991 Pro Stick.
I got the jersey of Tom Tupa in my card. I got a Tom Tupa rookie card.
So, and then
you
when
can't beat that, folks. You ain't beating him. You keep your Emmitt Smith. You can keep... You're, you know, who else? I bet Tom Brady now. Tom Brady, look, you know, rookie card's looking great, Mike.
Is it?
Yeah, sure. Fuck it.
It's no John Elway's wife on 92 Pro Set. I got one. I feel like everything just crashed. Did it crash?
No, it didn't. So you have a John Elway wife card?
Hell yeah. You know, back in the day, back in 91 Pro Set day, they used to make cards for everyone. That entire series is like 912 cards. And so you can get I guess the Ralph Macchio Karate Kid was actually a hockey card put out by Pro Set. But it's available. You can get it.
Well, one of our listeners, R.C. Shorter, he said that, coming off some great Masters weekend, which I find completely terrible choice of words, decided to rank my top five sporting events. Please feel free to put yours here. I said his is OU Texas weekend, which – I was lucky enough to participate in. Wow. Can't beat that atmosphere. And I don't think you can beat that rivalry. The only other one would be what? Ohio State and Michigan. Mm. You know, no, Mike. Idaho, Boise State. As much as you really want that to be something, sadly, it's not. No, not on the top five.
No, it's right around there.
Number
I'm
two
sure.
for him is opening weekend in the NFL. Interesting. Number three is Super Bowl Sunday. So you would put Super Bowl under the opening weekend of the NFL, RC. Wow.
Does he have draft on there anywhere?
The next one, number four, the first 2 days of March Madness. Now that's really bad. See, for me, again, poor choice of words in saying great Masters and then the first 2 days of March Madness. Clearly, I'm upset that a program calling itself March Madness ends in April. Kind of bothers me a little bit. And honestly, pisses me off.
That's why it's madness, Josh.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And number five would be the NFL draft. I think for you and me, clearly number one is bowling on ESPN Saturdays mid-morning.
Yeah, like 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. Ooh, I get up early.
Yeah, you get that prelim, and I usually wake up later, and then we catch the finals. You know, and I would say that's number one. ESPN bowling, I'm not sure if – I'm looking up the ratings, Mike, and yes, bowling on Saturday morning still has higher numbers than women's basketball. I know it's amazing. I know it's crazy to hear that, but bowling is that popular. That popular.
What?
Yeah, it says right here, bowling PBA – yeah, that's a 3.6. And then look at right here, Mike. It says women's basketball pro game college zero. And I didn't even know that could register zero.
It's actually zero.
I mean, there is a decimal point, which like it's kind of teasing that there might be a number there, but in reality, it's 0.0. Nobody watches that.
Yeah.
Oh, and baseball opened, man. And it's not ranked above that either. Apparently, bowling rules ESPN, and they had to put opening day on ESPN too, Mike. I know, amazing shit. It's just amazing. Baseball has trickled down that bad.
Yeah, I just...
Kind of a sad day when nobody knows who the hell's playing.
I know, I don't know any baseball players anymore. And you know why? It's because I spend half of my time getting ready for the NFL Pro Bowl.
Ooh.
That's one of my top five.
Okay, so we got number one, bowling on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN. Number two, totally. You said it. What was it again? Tell everybody.
The NFL Bowl. Yeah.
Now, I can't agree more. The Pro Bowl is so special. And there's my, like, you know, my heart, right, Mike, right here. And then next to it is the Pro Bowl. And you can see how close it is. It's so close that, I mean, just imagine, Mike, getting all these football gods together to play a game against each other. I mean, that's something out of Field of Dreams for football. It's amazing.
Well, you know, now that you got me thinking about bowling.
Yeah. No, bowling, Pro Bowl.
Pro bowling is, I've actually watched a lot of this.
It's number one in our hearts.
Well, it's got to be, because what really happens for me a lot of times is that, like, you get your favorite bowler, right? Like,
right.
You know, I don't know, maybe you're a Jason Couch guy.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a Joe Cicerone guy. I don't know. Like, yeah. Some of those guys are really flashy. And what ends up happening for me a lot of times is that, like, yeah, I grew up in Oklahoma, right? So
there's not much to do.
Yeah, but I'm going to pull for a guy like Mike Edwards, you know. And I'll forgive him that he's from Tulsa. But at the same time, I got to go for my boy Nathan Boer, you know, because I'm in Austin, Texas. And
I'm a little Monticelli, man. Monticelli is coming off a high, Mike. I couldn't even imagine a run like this for him.
He's
just a true athlete.
I guess when you say that, it is hard. It is hard to pick, say, between, I don't know, Pro Bowl and just really it's a regular season game for this PBA. Like, just any game. Really, you could take bottom of the barrel, and it's still going to be pretty close to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
It goes Pro Bowl. I don't know if you saw this on the news, but there's a Quidditch tournament going on currently.
Ooh. That's not where I'm going to have to draw a line safe. No. That could be your number three, but for me... My number three, Mike? Totally. It has to be the World Series of kids baseball. I mean, there's nothing more competitive of something like that, where the whole world takes on one city of America. I think that's always a little ballsy of us as Americans to say, you know, I don't know, Hackenview, Massachusetts versus Japan. It's kind of a little weird. But hey, yeah. These kids go at it, and let me tell you, man, there is nothing better than seeing players that actually like to play their game of the sport they choose. It's amazing how it can be baseball. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. These kids genuinely love it, and they have these awesome facts about them, you know, that you can only learn on TV, you know.
It's true.
Who knew that Justin Bieber was somebody's favorite? You know, I mean, there had to be one favorite fan, number one fan. They had to be one. And here he is playing baseball versus Japan. Amazing. Just amazing.
I mean, the stuff that kids overcome.
Yeah.
First of all. But second of all, you know, I don't want to agree with you on this. I get where you're coming from. Right. Like, I get the passion. Like, you know, both of us played baseball as kids. We remember what it was like. It's just so intense. You're so excited week after week after week to keep going out there.
Yeah.
But part of it is that when I watch this, I watch this on the TV now, it's just, there's so much controversy.
Oh, okay.
Just so much. And there's a piece of me that can't separate the game from that controversy, Josh.
Oh, man, that breaks my heart for you. It really does. I'll just move over the Pro Bowl, move over the World Series kids, and then, you know, put you right there, glue you in there. I got a piece of Mike because his heart's broken from this controversy.
Yeah.
It's right there. Ah, man. I don't even think we need to finish the top five because, honestly, those three are just so solid we can put one of them twice.
Mm-hmm.
Then say one again.
And just say one again. Just
yeah.
Tape it right in there.
Yeah.
There's like a day. I'll put number five. I'll do number five. There's a day where they like let all the Idaho fans come to the stadium and they cook you hot dogs.
Man, is that like
Meet the Players Day? I don't know what that's called.
No, I think it's like, hey, this is a group session. We're all here. We all have first names. Let's just say each other's name and say why you're here, what made you come today. And, you know, trying to get over the fact that you guys went to school to Idaho and are fans of that anything they do. It amazes me that happened.
Gave me a hot dog and a t-shirt and a hug. I love you, Hank Therian.
What a last name. That's a good last name. Therian. kind of like, I don't know, Tyrion or something.
Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
So
again, I love the show of Game of Thrones. Again, I just can't really hold on to their names. When you change the mountain guy four times, you know, you're just crazy. And then I say, okay, they better not change it again. You can't come back. You can't keep growing a guy and then say, oh, now he's small again. You know, just kind of like how I feel about the dragons, too.
It's been weird that there's been a handful of folks who just can't make it through a season. Like, what happens? Like, it seems like every year there's a new dude, and I'm like, I don't know who that guy's supposed to be.
I love the show. I mean, it really hasn't had a letdown. And every season's been a buildup. And even this past episode, and by the way, I guess everybody can hack, and they secretly let four episodes go.
Oh, really?
Torrent, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Too bad you can't go to Pirate Bay anymore, but you can figure out somewhere else to go. But we're not going to hear that from us. We got to keep this show clean.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway,
back to jail.
You're gonna walk. You're typing it out. I think it's a great show. There's no downside shows.
I can't find it. Can you send me a link so I can post it on our webpage?
Oh, man.
Oh, you're right, dude. They're right there.
Mm-hmm.
House of Black, The High Sparrow, Sons of the Harpy. Wow. You guys should not watch those. You should wait patiently.
Like, to me, you should just... I mean, it's 1 week. You've already got a million other things going on in your life.
No, I got
stuff going
on. You
don't need to binge watch.
No.
And I've kind of... I think today I was talking to a really good friend of the show's about, you know, binge watching. I said, I'm not binge watching ever again. No, I will do like one episode a day or whatever. And I'm not binge watching anymore, because you know why? It ruins shows for me almost. It like,
why?
Well, I'm watching the new House of Cards, and it gets to a point I'm like, well, fucking sake, do we need three episodes to say the same fucking thing? You know, and then I'm like watching them, and I'm just trying to grind through them, and it's not because I'm angry because of the show. It's just I'm angry because of the show and how I got to just take it all in too much. It's like when you eat too much ramen or fucking pizza.
Yeah. Well, I kind of agree with you because I just finished binge watching Better Call Saul. And I want to say for eight episodes, I'll imagine there were 10 episodes. And I'll say that seven of them were pretty good and we were going somewhere with. And then the last three were sort of like, yeah, we better finish this up because I don't know what we're going to do with this, if anything. And so at that point in my binge watching, I was a little tired. I should have walked away, but I was committed at that point. But I also heard a similar gripe when you talk about a guy who's trying to finish out How I Met Your Mother. You know, he watches, how many seasons? Like seven, nine seasons or something?
Yeah, so but those are like 30-minute shows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you watch seven seasons of 30-minute shows, and then you just have to sit through two more seasons of 30-minute shows just to finish it up because you just want it out, like
you're
done with it.
It's like the end, the last leg. You're like, fuck it. I can't do it. My nipples are chafing. My thighs are all fucking – I'm raw, man. I'm sweating fucking white shit. It's gross.
But I'm going to find out who Bob Saget
marathoned it.
I'm going to find out.
Man, I'm going to add another thing to my Netflix queue and not watch it.
Ooh, pirates. Yeah, it's going to sit there. Yeah, no, I get it. But I think my counterpoint to your point is that Lost. Yeah.
Lost.
Do you ever watch Lost?
I think I started it and then ended it and started it and ended it. And then I tried to go back. I tried to go back and rewatch it. And I was like, I just don't really want to watch all this.
It was a simpler time when I wanted to watch this on TV. And first season, you know, it's fine. It's on TV is what it is. Halfway through the second season, I said, you know what? I'm never watching the show again.
Why?
Because it turned into like a Sons of Anarchy or Well, what I'm trying to say is, Josh,
talking about Sons like that, man. I'll cut you.
Like a Walking Dead finale. Yeah, there's going to be a couple extra minutes, but we're going to double down on commercials now.
Yeah.
And it made it unwatchable because really like every half breath, they're like, and Kate would be like, and... commercial, you know, Here comes Subaru. Have you thought about buying a Subaru?
NBC editing.
Yeah, it's rough. It was rough. And I said, hey, I'm not going to watch it. And then that show goes on to do like 14 more seasons or something. Yeah. And so there's a piece of me that would like to go back to Netflix, turn it on, and enjoy it without commercials. Hence, binge watch.
Yeah, binge watch. I don't want to binge watch that. Mike, guess what's coming out today? Guess what's coming out?
It's not a Tuesday.
Mortal Kombat X comes out.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
This is like the first fighting game I have played in probably... Now, Killer Instinct that was re-released
mm-hmm.
on the Xbox One, I enjoyed. But I'm not really heavy into it. But it was free, so it was cool. And I really... Out of that, I haven't played a fighting game since... Injustice, I can't forget them. That's a good fighting game. Had a good little story, too. So it was like the first time I could actually sit here and say, you know, there's an actual cohesive story to all this. Even though it's full of superheroes. The time before that, I think Virtual Fighter, which was like Sega Saturn. Maybe some Tekken in an actual arcade. So outside of those, I think I haven't been excited about a fighting game in a long time, and it's cool that it's here.
Is it cool?
I don't know. I'll be playing it tonight. If anybody wants to see it, too bad. I could put up a Twitch channel, but, you know, whatever.
I don't know. I'm watching it right now.
You're watching it
right now.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And, you know.
Get over here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Take a shit.
I spent some time watching some professional players play Mortal Kombat with Conan O'Brien. But
they're cool.
Yeah, they were fine. It was fine. But there's just a point in my life, Josh. I had to give it up. Oh, God. Oh, God.
What do you mean? Why don't you go ahead, okay, and go get rebuy all of the Final Fantasies for your phone? You can buy them all.
Yeah, for $15 a piece.
Yeah, I think the total bill was like $70 range. That's insane for a game that goes on your phone. Could you imagine buying? I mean, I know you love Final Fantasy.
Not really.
What?
No, I mean...
Dude, what are you talking about? You played the shit out of that game.
Yeah, seven. Seven was fine. Three's pretty good. The idea of one is okay, but it's really not.
Okay, which one's really two? Four or two? Let's get into a fight about the number thing.
Yeah, it just basically what happened is after seven, they suck. And then after nine or whatever, or ten, it's just basically mashing buttons. And, you know.
It's not a true Final Fantasy.
Yeah, there was a point in my life, Josh, where I didn't have anything to do, and it was a simpler time. There were, like, no phones or anything.
Yeah.
And,
well, there was a phone, but you could choose to leave it off the hook.
Yeah, but think about all the games that you just would grind on.
That's true.
Literally just like, yeah, I'm just going to walk in the circle for the next 12 hours until I level up and get enough gold to buy some iron armor. Like, it seemed like a legitimate thing. Like, yeah, not a big deal. Like, I'm going to skip a day of school to see how many points I can score before NCAA just maxes out and turns off. Oh, it's 255. Yeah. How many touchdowns is that? I don't know. I'm not in school. I can't do math anymore. I've got time for this, though. Maybe that's why games have gone that way, where it's like, I'm sorry. I'm really not good at this. But the one where he goes to hell and he's doing stuff in hell, you know, hell game.
Diablo. Anyway.
Nope. Other one. Spartan guy with like a chain.
Oh.
Thank you.
God of War?
Yeah. So like, what, God of War 3, when I watched my buddy play, it was basically like square, triangle, circle, square,
QT.
Triangle.
QTs.
Like, I'm good, time man. Events. Yeah, I'm all right without that shit. Like, at that point, it's just cinematic. Just let me watch it. Like,
this is true. I didn't understand the point of adding you to the cinematics.
Yeah,
if it's not in the game, just don't try. You know, like don't try to put it in the game because it's obvious. You know, like it could be here, but let's go ahead and put them in the cinematic.
Yeah, not necessary.
Bad choice. I agree. When did that start happening, by the way?
I always think about Heavenly Sword, but it's probably not their fault. I blame them for so much stuff.
Did you keep the game at least?
No, I never did. I played it like.
Do you have any of your old stuff?
Yeah, it's at my ex's. It's hanging out, you know.
You still got a PS2 and a PS1.
I have a PS4. Everything else has gone to hell.
You have a PS4 now?
I mean a 3.
Oh, okay.
Is it a 2 or is it a 4? We could argue about it.
For now. For now, because Bloodborne is out.
Maybe the movie?
No. No.
It's Blood Rain.
Blood Rain, you shush it. No talking about that movie, otherwise this whole show will be canceled.
We should do an episode where we just review a movie and make fun of it. Oh, wait, there's a podcast called that, and that's okay, but we could do better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's kind of how we are in life.
Yeah.
I always told somebody asked me to do something. I said, are you serious about it? And they're like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, then if we're going to do it, then we're going to have to show up everybody how to do it.
Yeah. And they don't like that. They don't like that. Oh, God. Okay, so I've been watching a little bit of Mortal Kombat X while we've been talking. And some of these fatalities I'm okay with. They seem legitimate, and it's frightening, and now I can't sleep. So That guy's a little midget that lives inside of him, ripping people's heads off. What is that?
It's awesome.
Yeah, well, you have fun, and you should put that on Twitch, and you should tell the visitor section sent you.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
You should be like,
yeah, I did. I should just make a visitor section Twitch.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know. You could play, like, Ghostbusters 2 and Ninja Turtles.
Ooh. You trying to hate me? Man, Bloodborne is a hard game. Dark Souls 2 is ridiculously sadistic, masochistic game. It fucking pisses me off. You die. Lose all your souls that you grinded for. They're gone. You ain't ever getting them back. Ever.
We lost all our listeners. They're like, what are you talking about?
What are you guys talking about?
I'm okay with football. I'm okay with Penn State.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about video games.
Yeah. I'm sorry, people. It's a hobby of mine. It's what I like to do. Mike likes to play flag football with pregnant women and guys that get high before they start playing.
I've got to play those guys tomorrow.
Owned.
Yeah. Me and Richard Sherman matching up. I'm glad you haven't come to a game, and I'm glad you haven't brought a camera to said game.
That would be interesting. I think that's what should happen. I think everybody should see your physical prowess and athletic skill.
You have to understand that I'm 10 years older than these people.
That's even more the reason I'm coming from work.
I'm coming from work. I'm tired. Been up since 5:30. Been doing responsible things all day. Not just sitting on the sideline of some park in Round Rock. No, I'm not doing that.
Man, I came home the other day just exhausted. Crashed, woke up 2 hours later, and felt totally rejuvenated. It was insane. And I hate myself for it. Utterly hate it.
I don't think you should play Mortal Kombat. I think it's too scary, Josh.
Remember that? No. We're not going to talk about this.
No, I'm telling you right now, as a grown-ass man in 2015, I think it's too scary. Don't let Kayla see any of this. It's too much.
Is it Red Wedding scary?
No, so like this lady just shot this other lady in the head, and then she put a piece of bubble gum in the hole, and then the bubble was filled with blood, and then it popped, and then the lady died.
Wow, that's impressive.
I'm really not up for this.
Yeah, I am.
They shouldn't make these games, Josh.
They shouldn't make these sexist games.
This is what's wrong with America.
Yeah,
that's Mortal Kombat X.
Yeah. That's what's wrong with America.
I'm telling you right now, this is coming up on the campaign trail. It's going to happen.
Which one?
Tipper Gore's coming out of her cube, and she's going to say, hey.
Tipper. Oh, Tipper, come here, baby.
She's like, I just spent 40 hours playing Mortal Kombat X, and I'm not going to be the same.
I hate my life. That poor woman.
Poor woman. The world she lives in.
Peter Dinklage.
I feel like Brian should play us out to that.
Peter Dinklage. No.
I'm going to watch all 5 episodes.
You're going to watch them because you're a dick like that.
I am a dick. But think about all the time I'll save myself in the future.
You're an asshole, so you could be talking about all those things that are happening. God,
I can ruin it for everybody.
You son of a bitch.
I'll just go into work tomorrow and be like, yeah, it's funny how that dragon ate all those people and then, you know. Perfect.
Oh, man.
You want to make any bets what's going to happen in these episodes I'm about to watch? Not watching this HBO.
I bet HBO's pissed.
That's on them. What do you do? How do you
what
just
do you mean it's on them? It's totally not on them.
No, it's on you. Like, if you don't want stuff, don't put it online.
Don't put it online?
Don't put it online, HBO.
This is all your fault.
If I turn this on and it's some dude holding a camera in front of the computer screen, then I will change my tune, sir.
You should change your
tune.
But
if this comes through as high def, I don't want to hear about it.
No wonder Hollywood sucks. Oh, man.
Oh! I would not want to be his nutsack.